Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, sweet friends, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and of course, I'm super glad that you are back today to hang out with me. I am grateful for every single episode that you tune into. If you listened to the last episode, you know that I shared with you some stories from my current Fat Loss Fast Track clients in their own words. And if you haven't listened to that, definitely go back and do so, because they're great teachers. And I think that we can be so not just inspired, but we can really learn so much from them. And I think sometimes it's good to switch it up, because you hear my perspective all the time, 3 days a week. And I mean, I gotta say, my clients are great teachers. The lessons that they are learning really gives you an inside view into really inside the minds of people who are doing the work and seeing the results. So I'm gonna share a few more of their stories today, because like I said, I asked them if they were comfortable to anonymously or not kind of share with me a little clip about what the Fat Loss Fast Track experience has been like for them and how it changed them. And I got so many that I can't possibly share them all on the podcast, but I wanted to do one more episode sharing some of them, because I want you guys to hear from people from all different walks of life with all sorts of different challenges and goals. And I'll be sharing some of them on email and on the blog and whatnot, but I wanted to do one more episode here sharing these stories. And I want you to know, because I got a couple comments about this, this is in no way to say, look at these people and the weight that they have lost. Because some of them, the weight that they've lost isn't even the biggest part of what they've gained from it. And they don't even talk about their physical results. So I don't do this to say, look, weight loss success stories. No, it's really more about saying, hey guys, these folks are just like you. And maybe 10 weeks ago, they had, or 5 weeks ago even, they had serious fears and doubts and perceived limitations, years of weight loss struggles, or maybe they have hormonal issues, and they are transforming their lives and want to share with you the most significant changes that they are making that are allowing them to move towards their goals. What I love about this, and you know, getting every time I got one of these voice messages in my inbox, it was a very special moment. And I am happy to be frank. There's, you can call it ego. I'm cool with that. What makes me most proud is that it reinforces that I'm doing what I want to be doing in terms of the structure of the Fat Loss Fast Track, because it would be great if people were losing weight, but then I would just be like everybody else. And the Fat Loss Fast Track would be just like anything else that says, here, eat this and don't eat that. What really makes me proud is that nobody in any of the voice notes I've received, nobody is saying, here are the foods I'm eating to lose weight, and here are the crazy strategies I use to like make it through the day. I haven't gotten a single message like that. Instead, what everybody is sharing is how they've changed their mind, their perspective. And starting out, that wasn't the goal for any of them. Their goals were weight loss or fat loss or more control over their relationship with food, not being obsessed with dieting strategies and yo-yos and extreme measures. But now what they're saying, and this makes me so proud of them, of course, but also of the Fat Loss Fast Track, right? Like really proud of the structure of that, because I only know that it's really doing what I hoped it would do when they tell me things like this, when they say, I'm in control now, and it doesn't require perfection, and I'm not looking for the perfect days. I can make one change at a time and feel really great about it, right? I mean, that is powerful. It's doing exactly what I want it to do. And I know it can do the same thing for you. So as I shared in the previous episode, there's two reasons, really, that I'm sharing these stories. And one of them is because the Fat Loss Fast Track, the 12-week summer program, opens up this week. And I don't want you to hear from me what it's about, although we'll do that on the webinars and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. I want you to hear from actual people that have gone through it, are going through it, what it does for their goals, what it does for their lives. Because obviously, if I'm telling you about it, I think it's fantastic. It's mine. But they are the real deal people. And so I want you to hear from them. But the other thing is, even if you're not interested in the fat loss fast track, I want you to listen to this because I want you to hear what these people are doing, whether some of these people are in their 20s, some are in their 60s. I have single moms, working moms, people with no kids, men, postmenopausal women, and everything in between. People with fat loss goals, people who don't need to lose weight but want to burn just that little bit of stubborn fat that they've been fussing over for 10, 15 years. Or people who want to get physically stronger, right? Because there is a strength component of this, a physical strength component of this. Or people who just want to improve their relationship with food. And I want you to listen to this because there are powerful lessons coming from other people who are actively doing the work, actively working through their own challenges, their own struggles, and it's amazing. It's amazing. So these are in their own words. And as I said in the previous episode, some of these folks are what I call veterans, meaning that they've been through more than one fat loss fast track. So this is their second or their third, or they've worked with me one-on-one. And that is a separate group for more advanced challenges focused on consistency and excuse making and creating your own motivation and troubleshooting and overcoming plateaus. And then there are people that this is their first time through, and that's a separate group if they're going through it their first time, because we're talking about journaling and how to know what to pay attention to and how to remember to pay attention and fat loss breakfasts and really the nutritional nuts and bolts, the mindset nuts and bolts. So you're hearing from both some of my veterans and some of my folks who are going through for the very first time. And the first person you're going to hear from today is one of my veterans. Her name is Sarah. Some folks wanted to stay anonymous, but she shares her name. This is her third fat loss fast track. And you know, there's so many things I love about this story. And I think a lot of it will resonate with you guys. She was very skeptical at first, not on board with everything that I talk about on the podcast, kind of like, yeah, I have hormonal issues. So how about you just tell me what to eat? She has an underactive thyroid, PCOS, a lifelong struggle with her weight. And so I think that for those reasons, she has such a powerful story, and I'll let you hear it from her in her words.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I am 54 years old. I've been listening to Elizabeth's podcast faithfully for a year and a half, and I'm finishing up my third Fat Loss Fast Track group coaching session. What have I learned? I have a completely different relationship with food than I've ever had in the past, and it feels very empowering. When I started my fat loss journey with Elizabeth, I'll be honest, I wasn't open to some of the things that she was advocating in the podcast. The things that resonated with me, I accepted and I put into practice, and the things that didn't, I ignored. I focused on the food, but that only got me so far. What I've learned is that the mental stuff is far more powerful than I thought. Mm-hmm. Specifically, our thoughts and our words matter. It's more than that, though. Our thoughts and our words not only matter, they have the power to sabotage our efforts or to make us successful. And it's only through realizing that that I've been able to transform. I no longer think of myself as the fat kid who is now a fat adult. I have a host of hormonal problems, underactive thyroid, PCOS, pre-diabetic, fat genes, you name it. I use these as an excuse for why I couldn't lose weight. But as long as I kept telling myself that this was the case, it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. I told myself I was an emotional eater, and that's why after a stressful day at work or a stressful commute or an argument with a coworker or a family member, that's why I overate in the evenings. I told myself I couldn't control it. I had no willpower. I'd never be able to lose weight. It's taken a long time, but I've come to realize with Elizabeth's help that my thoughts and my words couldn't have been further from the truth. She refers to this as the lies we tell ourselves, and it's true. As long as I kept telling myself that I had no control, I made food more powerful than me. The reality is that I choose everything that goes into my mouth. I can choose to eat in a way that may satisfy me for 10 seconds, but leaves me feeling bloated and crappy 10 minutes later. Or I can choose to fuel my body with food that makes me feel satisfied and energetic and proud of my choices. A couple of things I resisted for a long time were affirmations and expressing gratitude, but these have changed my life for the better, and not just with respect to my fat loss goals. They've helped make me a happier person in all aspects of my life. I practice self-talk all day, every day. I'm constantly checking myself and adjusting my perspective and telling myself that I deserve to feel amazing and I deserve to have the most amazing life possible. It is true that what we focus on grows. My advice is to stop focusing on your limitations and focus on what you can do. Don't worry about what you can't control or something that happened yesterday or something that's in the future. Focus on now. Focus on what you can control. Focus on being grateful and positive. And remind yourself that you're worth it. You deserve to feel amazing. You're in total control of your choices. For anyone out there who may be skeptical, I totally get you. And I get why you feel that way, because I was there for so long. But please, just allow yourself to be open to taking Elizabeth's advice. I'm not going to promise, but I would venture to guess that you won't be sorry, and it could change your life too. Two last pieces of wisdom I've learned from Elizabeth. One is that food isn't good or bad. It's just food. Don't judge. Just remember that everything you put into your mouth is a choice, so choose wisely, but also own your choices. And lastly, you don't have to be perfect to make progress. Just be better than you have been.
So if you are one of those people who is thinking, yeah, mindset, just tell me what to eat. That was really Sarah. And now she understands, first of all, she was open, right? You can be stubborn and say, yeah, just tell me what to eat and not trust somebody who says, hey, I think there's more to it than that. And she was open-minded enough, which is so important. I shared with you guys last week about how I tell my clients, like, you need to show up, you need to listen, and you need to work hard. And if you're not willing to listen, then she just would have been in the cycle of looking for the next best meal plan and fat loss food list and Googling recipes for hours at a time. But because she was open-minded, because she was willing to show up and listen, she found that she was really her own issue. It wasn't so much the underactive thyroid or the PCOS or the age or anything like that. She was instructing herself to be an emotional eater. I tell you guys all the time, when we say those kinds of things, yes, it's descriptive, but it's also prescriptive. Those are instructions to our subconscious, and they are powerful instructions, and we can change the instructions. One of the things that she said that I think is such a game changer when people realize, oh my gosh, I've been limiting myself in this way, is making food more powerful than she is, putting it on this pedestal of like it has control over me and I'm just powerless when it comes to XYZ. And you're not. It is a choice to claim control. And you don't have to do that over this long period of time. You just have to do it in one moment. So many times we get ahead of ourselves and it's really just this one moment. And so much of that comes from her decision to talk to herself throughout the day. Self-talk, just one good choice. I've got this, I am in control and I wanna feel amazing. And you know, actually listening to her voice note, I thought to myself that it would be so great, and I think I might do this in the summer, to have everybody who starts the Fat Loss Fast Track, whether it's their first time through or their third or their fourth or their fifth or their 22nd time through, have them record a voice note to themselves. Not here for the podcast, like not even for me necessarily, unless they want me to hear it, but it would be so powerful to have folks, and you guys can do this on your own too, record a podcast about where they're at and where they want to be. And if we had that from Sarah starting out 3 fat loss fast tracks ago, it would have been along the lines of, well, I mean, I try to lose weight, but it's really hard for me because I have my underactive thyroid and I have PCOS and I'm 54. I've always been the fat girl. It's kind of in my genes and this mental hoo-ha, like it's just crap, right? Just tell me what to eat, but don't talk to me about what to eat when I'm emotional, because that's just how I cope. And if we contrasted that with where she is now And it hasn't even been that long. These fat loss fast tracks are only 12 weeks. We're 10 weeks into her third round. She's saying, I'm in control. I deserve to feel amazing and to have the most amazing life possible. And I can create that with my choices right now, today, in this moment. When we make those changes, we change everything. When you're open to those kinds of changes and you understand, you know, when we do this in the fat loss fast track, it doesn't happen overnight. We have one single challenge every week. When you do that, your body will transform, of course, but your health, your mindset, your whole life, just like Sarah is experiencing, and it's amazing. So this next friend of mine, and I call them friends because they become friends and a super important part of my day and my life. I didn't know her before the fat loss fast track, but I consider all of them friends because they become that, because we have this special bond, because we're sharing life together and we're sharing struggles together, literally every single day, 7 days a week, multiple times a day. It becomes a family. And geez, when I think about it, like I am just incredibly blessed to have these people in my life every single day. So anyway, I want to share this next story. And she had lost already 100 pounds years ago. Now she had put some of it back on, but she was having trouble finding her mojo again. You know how sometimes we can have a lot of success and then feel like, how did I do that? How do I get back there? I've lost my momentum. I've lost my motivation. And feeling stuck, knowing that it was possible once, but I don't really know how I did it or how to get there again, how I can get focused again. So anyway, I'll let you hear it from her. Her story is pretty incredible.
Hi, this is Annette. I'm in week 10 of Fat Loss Fast Tracks. I want to tell you a little bit about me and how the process is working for me. In 2001, I weighed 289 pounds. And over the course of that next year, I lost 100 pounds via Weight Watchers and walking. But over the next 15 years, I put 25 of those pounds back on, and I struggled more trying to lose the few pounds each year that I would gain than I ever did in 2001, losing 100 pounds. I could never figure out how I actually lost that 100 pounds and how to get back into the mental game of doing that. In Fat Loss Fast Tracks, Elizabeth has shown us how to get back in that game, how to get the mental game pulled together that will put you back in the mindset that will allow you to lose it. In every week, Elizabeth gives us a challenge, and the one that particularly resonated with me was the mental toughness week. That was the week that I really took a look at all of those monsters that were hiding under my bed, the ones that I thought were untouchable, the ones named Diet Pepsi and cookies and dark chocolate and snacks before bed. I looked at every one of those and I stared them down, and they went away. Away went the cravings. Away went the tiredness. I lost all those little aches and pains that you feel when you sit too long. A lot of it was food driven, and Elizabeth has shown us how to get back in the game, how to look at each one of those, to look at all the areas of our life and put it back together. And you'll find that what Elizabeth tells us is not limited just to dieting. It resonates through every area of your life. And so I'd highly encourage you to take a look at it. And I'm really looking forward to the next 2 weeks of the program. I'm joining the veterans group. But so far, I've lost 17 pounds of that 40 that I want to lose, the 50 I want to lose. And I'm sure I can do it now. Thanks to you, Elizabeth, and Fast Tracks.
You know what I love more than the fact that she lost 17 pounds in 10 weeks? The fact that she found her confidence and her belief in herself. The fact that now she knows she can do it, because she didn't know that before. She had done it before, but she had lost her belief in herself and her momentum. And it is that belief that is foundational. And so many people don't believe they can do it. And for good reason, maybe because they haven't been able to yet, or it's been a really long time and they haven't been able to get back to where they were. Finding that belief, creating that belief really is so powerful. And she was willing, you know, it goes back to this show up, listen, work hard. She was willing to go after, in that mental toughness week, the things that she hadn't been willing to before. There is nothing, nothing you can't do if you show up listen, and work hard. If you have an open mind, and within the Fat Loss Fast Track, if you're willing to trust the process, and, you know, I'll talk about the webinars in a few minutes, but one of the things I say adamantly on the webinar is if you are not willing to trust the process and trust me, don't bother. Like, keep listening to the podcast, that's cool, but if you're one of those people that's like, this Elizabeth girl, and maybe our relationship just isn't there yet, and it's totally fine, but I will be very straightforward about the fact that trust is a prerequisite for success. Not necessarily trusting yourself, because that comes with time, but don't even think about joining the Fat Loss Fast Track if you're not at a point where you say, you know what, I trust Elizabeth. And it's, I don't have any hard feelings. If you don't trust me, that's totally fine. Just know that so much of these people's success comes from the fact that they were willing to say, I don't know, I'm nervous, I don't really believe in myself, but I trust Elizabeth and I will show up, work hard, and listen. All right. So this next story that I want you to hear, this is from a mom of three young kids. She is 42. She has had a lifelong weight struggle with the yo-yoing, the self-sabotage, and the lessons that she has learned that she is putting into practice. I know, because I've got a pretty close relationship with her now, they've changed her life. They've changed her role as a mom. They've changed her relationship. They've changed so much more than just her physical body. So I want you to hear from her.
Being a part of this group has been such a motivator and has changed my perspective in so many ways. I'm 42 years old with three young children and have been battling the yo-yo diet, self-sabotage, roller coaster lifestyle with food my whole life. Working with this group has shown me that people from all walks of life are battling through so many different types of challenges of their own. Personal loss, injury, insane work hours, but yet they continue to make good choices. And when they don't, they pick themselves up and dust themselves off and march on. I've learned that none of my personal challenges is what puts food in my mouth, that I put food in my mouth, and I have the power to change that. I can change that at whatever pace I choose. I look at each challenge now as a chance to practice, and I am grateful that I have that chance. I feel so much stronger and in control afterwards. I am in no way perfect, and I still make some bad choices here and there, but I have learned that it is progress and not perfection, and I have learned to give myself credit for all the good choices I am making and not focus when there is a bad choice. That change in my mindset has been invaluable, and seeing everyone else embrace this change in themselves and in me with the Fat Loss Fast Track Veterans Group just means so much to me. It inspires me and challenges me every minute of every day. So thank you to everybody in the group, and thank you to Elizabeth.
Without even knowing it, she basically created an entire podcast for me because she had so many knowledge bombs in the voice note that she sent, all because she was willing to show up, listen, and work hard. The realization that her circumstances don't put food in her mouth, she does. She's fully in control, and she shares, I don't know if you noticed this, I'm sure you did, she shares four super powerful points. Four. And they all begin with P, like, good job, kudos. I'm going to have to, like, send her a t-shirt or something. Like, she cares about a t-shirt. Anyway, what she's created for herself is far more valuable than any t-shirt. But anyway, she shared four points: power, pace, practice, and progress. Look at that in your own life. You have power. Exercise it. You are in control. And you control the pace. You can make just one change. You don't have to feel overwhelmed by how far you feel like you need to go. You control the pace, and it can be very sustainable when you make one change at a time. The other thing was practice. Guys, we don't need to complain about the hard times, the challenges. We don't have to see those as obstacles because they are opportunities for practice. You need these things. Don't say, oh man, I've got like 3 dinners out this week. What am I going to do? This is why it's impossible, because I have to eat out for my job, or because, you know, my spouse brings home so much crap. No, you don't have to complain about these. They are opportunities for practice. You need it. You must have it. Be grateful for it. And then the last one that she talks about is progress. It's always about progress, which is relative to you, relative to where you are at. The goal is not perfection. Stop measuring yourself against some imaginary standard based on all the books you've read and all the blogs you've read. Nobody cares. It's not relevant. That's not required. Perfection isn't even possible. But instead, keep your eyes on your own work and ask, how can I make progress today for me? One last one that I want to share with you guys today, and this girl is a tough cookie, and she'll share with you, I've been tough right back. She will tell you, and she does, that I am not always her favorite person, and it's more powerful to hear it from her. But if you are looking for a pat on the butt, rah-rah kind of coach, that ain't me. That ain't me. I am supportive, but as she shares, it is my responsibility to call you out on the lies you are telling yourself, on the ways that you enable yourself. And I do it with love, and I do it with understanding, because I know it because I've lived it. I see it because it's very familiar to me. So I have a ton of empathy and a lot of respect, but I want you to hear from her the ways that she has changed. And I think it's helpful to see that I'm not the kind of coach, because I don't think it's really all that valuable to be like, oh, tough day, your life seems tough, why don't you just go take a bath and try harder tomorrow? That is not my style, and I think she explains it really, really well. So let's hear from her.
I think the thing that I have appreciated most about being in the Fat Loss Fast Track group with Elizabeth and everybody else is the emphasis on mindset. The thing that has changed for me most through being in this group is not so much what I eat or how I exercise or anything like that, but primarily what's in my head. And I'm realizing that fat loss and pursuing a healthy lifestyle is all about the mental game and the stories that we tell ourselves that feel real but definitely are not true. And so I found it very valuable to look at those stories and to be challenged by Elizabeth to really ask myself quality questions like, is this story true? Is it really true that I'll start tomorrow? Is it really true that I have no control over my choices, or that I make crappy choices in certain circumstances? Is that really true, or do I have more control than I'm giving myself credit for? So that has been incredibly valuable. Also, my perspective has really changed. I realize now that it feels good. It feels damn great to make great choices. It's not drudgery. It's not a punishment. Making great choices actually sets me free in my relationship with food. It gives me energy. It helps me be present in my relationships. It ripples through every area of my life. And so it feels amazing to make great choices. And that is my motivation for making great choices, is so that I can feel amazing about myself and my life. Elizabeth is an amazing coach. She is just so there for us. She's so present both in our private group and over email, and she's not just the kind of coach that is a rah-rah-rah cheerleader, encouraging, making you feel good and comfortable. She encourages, but she also challenges. And there's been times through this group that I haven't really wanted to listen to her, or she has said things to me, just calling me out on my own crap or my own stories that are not true. And there's been times where she hasn't been my favorite person that day, but I appreciate it so much because she's the one person in my life who will give me honest feedback out of love and really challenge me and push me to grow and to pursue what I really, really, truly want for my life. So I just really, really appreciate her, and I appreciate the group. This group has helped me remain tethered to the process of making healthy choices and being on this journey, and I need that. I need supportive people who are on the same path as me to check in with, and a beautiful coach who's just there every step of the way. So I can't say enough about just the huge mind shift I've experienced and about the awesomeness of the Fat Loss Fast Track group. Thanks, Elizabeth, for everything you do.
I have to say, I smile so wide when I listen to her story, and I feel very, very close to her, because not only do we interact almost daily in our private Facebook group, we email back and forth when she is feeling challenged, when she just needs a little bit of encouragement, and it's not always puffy clouds and marshmallows. In fact, it's usually not puffy clouds and marshmallows, but we have a mutual respect and a closeness. And for her, it really is a mindset journey. And I love the realization that she is coming to, and that so many people are coming to, that it feels great to make great choices. Seeing people, any of my clients, anybody, even if they're not a client, transition from "this is something I have to do" in, when thinking about weight loss or improving their choices, to "this is something I want to do because it feels so much better than the alternative." I used to look at weight loss pursuits as a sacrifice, as a punishment, like, "oh, this sucks, it's hard. Indulging is so much better and so much easier and so much more fun. I wish I could just eat whatever I want and never have to worry." But my perspective has totally changed, and I love seeing the perspective of the folks in the Fat Loss Fast Track change too. Because for me, and for many of them now, it feels way better, and it feels way easier and way more satisfying, and I am significantly happier and less stressed when I'm making great choices. To see my clients, my friends, make this same transition is so special, because it really is true. It does feel better and is way more satisfying and more joyful to make great choices. So thank you again to everybody who shared their stories. There are so many more. I'm kind of limited by editing because I don't edit. Like, drag and drop is the extent of my production ability with this podcast. It's true. But if you are curious about the Summer Fat Loss Fast Track, the 12-week group, and you want to know more, as I said in the last episode, there is a prerequisite before you can even consider joining. And it's a free prerequisite. The 12 weeks isn't free, but my prerequisite is that you attend a webinar, okay? And the webinars are this week, and I'm going to give you the links in a second. But on the webinar, which is free, I talk about the three different types of approaches I most commonly see to weight loss and which ones work and which ones don't. I need you to understand where you are at and what is going to be successful and what is not, because to me, that is sort of the prereq for you knowing whether or not you're ready for the Summer Fat Loss Fast Track. And I only want people who are ready, obviously, because I limit the space. And I limit the space not as a marketing ploy. Obviously, if we're talking money, I would make more if I didn't limit it. I limit it because, and these people will tell you, I coach 7 days a week. On email, in the private Facebook group, on live webinars, on all sorts of things. And so I need to be able to respond to everyone in a very timely way. And I can't do that if there's an unlimited number. And so since I limit the space, I want to make dang sure for my own happiness, for your success, for the success of the group overall, that it is the right people. All right. So that is why the webinar is required. I want you to understand if you are ready, what is included, what kind of time commitment it is, what kind of financial commitment it is, and I answer all of these questions and more on the webinar. If I tried to do that via email, I would never get off email and I'd never be able to record the podcast or do my coaching. So if you have questions and you want the details, then the next step is the webinar, okay? And there are a couple different days and times, and that's the only way in to the Fat Loss Fast Track. It just is what it is. It's not a perfect system, but it's my system. It is what it is. To make sure that it's right for you, to make sure that you're right for the Fat Loss Fast Track, and that the environment is a positive environment with people who are ready to improve their lives. It's not an all or nothing thing. We have one challenge per week, so it's not overwhelming you with, well, now you have to eat Primal starting today. Nope, it's not like that at all. But I'll go through all of those details about what it is and what it isn't. So if you are curious, you can go to primalpotential.com/summer FLFT. FLFT stands for Fat Loss Fast Track. So you can go to primalpotential.com/summer FLFT to register for one of those webinars. They are this week on Tuesday and Wednesday. And if you missed it, you can email me. We will figure something out. If there are still spaces left, they will fill up really quickly. Or your other option is to text FLFT16 to the number 33444. And what will happen is that you will get a link to that URL I just sent you. So if you're like driving, if you're driving, don't text. But if you are doing something where you can't go to the website right now to register, I can text you the link to register if you text FLFT16 to the number 33444. I think I might have gotten those days and times wrong for the webinar. They are going to be, I'm getting confused on when this airs versus when it is right now. So the webinars to join are going to be June 21st and 22nd. The Fat Loss Fast Track kicks off on July 10th. So whenever you are listening to this, I want you to know that the webinars are the 21st and the 22nd. And if you missed it, you can email me. If you're listening to this like months in the future, well, there's probably a wait list for the fall already, so we can talk about that. But that is the deal. That is the prereq to join, and I'd love to see you in there. If it's not for you, no worries. I still think it's valuable to hear these other people's stories. All right, so let's wrap up with what I ate yesterday. I'll put all those links in the show notes. What I ate yesterday. I didn't workout yesterday. So it was a low key morning. Typically it's coffee and a workout. Yesterday it was coffee and then bacon and eggs. And then I went to Chipotle for lunch. I got a salad, no rice, no beans, with fajita veggies, chicken, pico and guac. And then dinner, it was that random thing again. I'm telling you, I need to go to the grocery store. It was cauliflower with tomato sauce and bacon and eggs. Not an ideal day of food. I don't recommend that combination, but it worked for me and I need to go grocery shopping. So I'll talk to you guys soon. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44
22222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.